Chapter 1. Science from a Biblical Worldview. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4 verses 10 and 11. Science is the study of God's created world. When we study God's world, we are looking at how God does things. Henry Ford built one of the first cars over 100 years ago. If you were to take apart Henry Ford's first car and look at each piece of it, you would learn something about Henry Ford. Our God has made this world all around us. When we study the sun, the stars, the rivers, the oceans, the trees, the plants, and the animals, we learn something about God. More than anyone else, Christians should be eager to study science. The greatest scientists in the past have been Christians. It is these men and women who have made the most progress in good and helpful fields of science through the years. The following is a short list. Bacteriology, Louis Pasteur. Calculus, Isaac Newton. Chemistry, Robert Boyle. Computer science, Charles Babbage. Dynamics, Isaac Newton. Electrodynamics, James Clerk Maxwell. Electromagnetics, Michael Faraday. Electronics, John Fleming. Fluid mechanics, George Stokes. Physical anatomy, Johannes Kepler. Thermodynamics, Lord Kelvin. Systematic biology, Carolus Linnaeus. Science taught by worldly-minded people is very different from science taught by Christians. We look at science differently in the following ways. 1. Christians believe that God is the cause of everything in the universe. When you see a beautiful sunset, you need to see this as God's handiwork. When your dog gives birth to a litter of 8 little puppies, you need to see this as a work of God too. Unbelieving scientists do not believe that God created the world. They do not believe that God's hand is still involved in all of his creation. That is why they would reject the possibility of miracles. The unbelieving scientist does not believe that a personal God made the world. He thinks it is all an accident. And so, he studies the world like an ant walking across a painting. He does not see the beauty of it and the wonder of it. If the creation is an accident like spilled milk on a floor, then there is no beauty in it. Science becomes boring when there is no personal God who has made all these things. 2. As Christians, we believe that we are not the first to learn this knowledge. We are only learning things that God has known all along. God knows everything, and we do not know very much. He is the original teacher, and he shares his knowledge with us through creation. 3. From Scripture, we also learn that God has hidden things in the world for us to discover. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the